Tonight, we cover Obama's Springfield address with a few of our friends from downstate. Then Burger King is getting into the hot dog business. And finally, we have a PSA-filled midnight tease. All that and more from the Showcase Studio South right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
It's true. It's our first time broadcasting from Texas. This is very strange to be not in Springfield. I've been going to Springfield for the last year, Craig, and the one time the President of the United States addresses the General Assembly with exactly the reason I've been going down there, and I couldn't be there. I'm a little frustrated.
Yeah, that was a little sad.
It's a little bit of a swing and a miss.
Right. That's okay. It was an interesting address, and we aired it on WGN, so I heard the whole thing driving from the dentist.
Oh.
I was in a really good mood for an address from Obama, so that was great.
Were you on narcotics?
I was, yes. I was on a lot of narcotics. Excellent. And I agreed with everything he said. Not that I wouldn't normally, but definitely on the drugs. I thought it was all correct.
Well, so you now he's still talking, as far as I know.
Right, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
I'm trying to catch up. I've been watching it on YouTube. So for anyone who did not have the opportunity to listen to or watch President Obama speak today, you can go on YouTube and look for President Obama addresses the Illinois General Assembly. And the nice thing about watching it there is you can consume it in chunks, as I have done. I watched a little bit when I landed and then a little bit before my comedy show at the Improv at the River Center in San Antonio and just before we went on the air. So I'm 15 minutes from being done with the speech. So at some point I'll catch up. Rob Martier,
yes.
Robin, did you have a chance to listen to the entire speech?
Not the whole thing, just bits and pieces.
See, you too. It was quite a bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, this is his swan song, and I thought everything that he said are things that we should try to be doing, in especially in politics, and try to reconcile some of the differences.
Right. I mean, that is really what his call for was, a civility in politics. Better politics of civility is actually what he said. And he chastised both sides of the aisle. And I'm sure that it sounds harsher when it's directed towards Republicans. And actually, he called one Democrat out. I'm not sure how that was received on either side of the aisle. It's interesting that he kind of singled out Representative Duncan, because Duncan is one of the reps that not only has been voting against many of the Democrats when a bill comes down, but he actually was absent for an important one at the end of the summer last year. And I guess he's got a primary coming up and has called the Democrats in Springfield monkeys and then changed his mind and said he meant minions. So that's, I guess that's what President Obama was referring to.
Well, I think it was Duncan along with LaHood. They tried to get on Air Force One to fly out, did they not? And then they were both denied.
Oh, that's hysterical. Yeah. No, I have not seen that yet. I'll have to find more information about that. Yeah, it was quite the it seems like a great speech. There were moments of levity. There were moments where he asked them to stop applauding or kind of cheering because he was trying to make another point. He seems very relaxed. That was kind of an enjoyable part to watch. But really a call for doing better, that the government is supposed to come together to do big things, and it's supposed to be complicated, and it's supposed to be hard, and so is citizenry, which is why we go to Springfield, is to remind everybody that you can participate. You have to participate to make it better, and you can be conservative. You can be liberal, progressive, a Tea Partier, but we all have to have a conversation. Otherwise, what's the point? We're not going to get anywhere. We'll all just dig in and get mad at each other and not want to listen to each other, and I think that's what I took away the most so far from this speech. Does that make sense? Anybody?
Right. Yeah, total sense.
I think so. I mean, I guess it wasn't just the drugs. I agree with you guys totally.
Did Esmeralda get a chance to listen to any of it? Because I know it was long. I don't think a lot of people.
I heard bits and pieces.
See, everyone's got bits and pieces. I guess it is. It's something to kind of. Did you?
If
listen
we
to
join
the
all our bits and pieces together, maybe it'll form the whole thing.
That will be out of context later.
I'm 15 minutes out from finishing. But Craig, you had a dental work done today. How are you doing?
I'm okay. They're just going in there fixing some cavities and stuff, and then they're going to do more serious stuff after that. So it's all right. It's fine.
Man. Yeah. Did you get local, or did you get a little bit of nitrous oxide?
It was all local. They stabbed me with like three little shots, and then my face went completely numb for about 3 hours.
Isn't the weird thing though is when there's nothing that takes away the sound of the drill.
No, that is disturbing. And then the dust that's coming off of your teeth and into, like, you can smell that they're, drilling into your teeth. That's a little weird.
The smell, I think, is bad. But
yeah, It's not pleasant.
Do you grip onto the chair? Are you
oh, I'm a squirmer.
Tempted to grab? Yeah, I'm a squirmer too. Like, no, trying to get away from the drill.
The suction, she let me hold, my dentist let me hold the suction. So I was going all over the mouth. I was suctioning my tongue for a while. I was squirming and, you know, wasn't very pleasant.
Are you ever scared?
It is weird
you're
when
gonna,
they ask you to assist.
Are you ever scared ahead, you're going to swallow anything and then just vomit all over them?
Okay, so I actually go to UIC, the dental school. And all the other students, I don't know, student dentists are cheaper. I like that. All the other students had like a helper. And my dentist did not have a helper. So there was a moment where little pieces were falling to the back of my throat. And I'm pretty sure that's where the helper would be like getting those. So, yeah, I swallowed some stuff. Not only am I afraid of it, Esmeralda, I swallowed things.
But you didn't vomit on them.
Not
which
yet.
Which is good.
I haven't vomited yet.
Because I'd be scared.
Have
you,
Esmeralda?
Just things. No, but I always have that fear and I... Just because, you know, you don't know how you're going to react to whatever is going down your throat.
Yep. So, right. That's also going to be an out of context.
I know.
Just want to make a quick correction here, guys, and then we can resume the dental chit-chat. It was actually Rodney Davis and Darren LaHood that were denied a flight on Air Force One when Obama came.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would be surprised.
Yeah.
I would be
Rodney
really
Davis.
Surprised.
Sorry about that.
That's okay, but I would be super surprised after he got called out publicly if Representative Duncan tried to get on Air Force One. That'd be really funny because he just full-on called him out. Well, let's talk to some of our legislators when we come back. First up, we're going to talk to Representative Sarah Feigenholtz. She was one of the first people I reached out to. Actually, also Representative John Cabello will be joining us. Leader Lou Lang and Representative Robert Martwick, as well as Todd Belcour, who we've talked to from the poverty, the anti-poverty, what's the name of the organization? We'll talk anti-poverty organization that Obama actually referenced in his speech. So we were talking about President Obama's speech to the General Assembly in Springfield. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting from San Antonio, Texas. I flew down here today. Actually, Craig, I haven't told you this. I told Stephanie earlier, I lost my driver's license at O'Hare Airport. So if anyone finds my driver's license, please return. I guess you have my home
address.
Please,
please mail it to the address on it.
So that happened. I travel with extra ID. I have a passport card. Fortunately, and I wasn't planning to rent a car, so that worked out okay. I don't know how I guess you just get a new driver's license. You request a replacement one?
Yeah, I had my wallet stolen one time, and you just go through that process. You go to the DMV with some other proof of who you are, and you can get a new one.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. Did I tell you about the time that I lost my Social Security card?
I've done that.
Yeah, it's the worst, right? That one's bad.
I had my whole checking account wiped out. Yeah. I had my... I had been traveling to Canada, and in order to get paid to do comedy clubs up there, they had asked me to bring my driver's license and Social Security card, and I just didn't take it out of my wallet for a while, and then I lost my wallet, and they wiped out my checking account.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah, it's not great. I forget why I had mine on me, but I dropped it in downtown Chicago, and some lovely human found it and mailed it to me.
I love lovely humans.
I know.
How did they find your...
You can Google my name, and then I guess she found my family's address and then called my mom, and eventually it got back to me. Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, though, to go from just the security card to me.
Yeah. That was a lot of work. Yeah, she was determined to find
you. Yeah, really. Thank you. Yeah, and then she actually apparently also told my mom to let me know that I'm not, you know, that's a really bad idea to lose that card. Yeah. A little bit of a scolding.
Yeah, not going to let you off the hook completely.
Right.
Going to do a good thing, but also wag her finger at you.
Yeah, give it back to me, but let me know that that was a mistake, that I was lucky, didn't happen worse.
Don't ever do that again. You feel so frustrated, and you also feel stupid, right? I know why I lost my driver's license, and it was for the stupidest reason. I'm usually very good at traveling and just keeping my wits about me. I have a system to how I take out my driver's license when I'm giving my ticket to TSA, and then I travel with a fanny pack. It's a little leather.
Yep, and a to-go bag and all that stuff.
I have but I am now TSA pre-check, and at O'Hare today, it was remarkably fast. And I felt like I was moving at the pace I usually go when there's a big line. So there was a guy kind of huffing and puffing behind me, and I should have just taken a breath, done things the way I usually do, but I started to hurry up, and that's how I'm sure I lost my driver's license, was trying to hurry up for somebody who was clearly frustrated that I was not moving at the pace he wanted me to. And screw that guy. I should have just gone at my regular pace.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Yeah. So I think I put it in my back pocket, and then it fell out that way. Mm-hmm. Stupid.
Something like that happened. That's what happened to me.
Stupid. But I actually, TSA PreCheck is magical for anyone who has to travel. You don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take off, if you have like a couple of jackets, like I have a jean jacket, of course, and my winter jacket, you only have to take off the outer layer. Like if you're traveling through regular TSA, you take everything, you take it all off, your belts and your shoes, and take out your laptop. For TSA PreCheck, it's pretty minimal how much you have to remove.
Be totally honest. Do you feel just a little bit superior to the people that have to go the regular way? Just like a tiny bit when you're going through much faster than everyone else?
Well, because we're kind of separated, though, too. I mean, a little bit. I feel good.
Right,
because
you wouldn't want to mingle. You have to be separated as often as people, yeah.
Well, because it's not like first class. The process to go through, for me, was... but yeah, I mean, like, it feels good. No, not that I feel bad for the people who don't have TSA PreCheck.
Right. I don't have that. Yeah.
But I don't want them all... I also don't want them to all have it because then it won't be a clear line.
Right, yeah, no.
It's very confusing.
Plus, I feel like everybody shouldn't have it. There's some people that probably need to be checked.
Yeah, you have to. Well, I had to go to this like weird little office, and they told me online it said you could bring a check, but when you got there, it said a money order was the only way. You couldn't use a credit card or cash, oddly enough. Like, they had to have a money order, which was the stupidest thing. I brought everything but the money order. I had cash, I had a check, and I had a credit card, and I had to go to the bank. Have you ever had to get a money order? I don't understand how that's the only form of payment in this situation.
I've gotten a money order before. I didn't have to get one, but I have. And yeah, no, they make no sense. It's basically a check.
They make it. Yeah. It's also basically check. You hand over a check and you're given a money order.
Right. Here is one. Okay. Now I have the other paper, and this paper says that you get money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you have to go somewhere and turn it over to somebody, and then they give you cash. What's happening? It's very, very confusing.
It's all very complicated.
Well, I want to talk a little bit when we come back. Let's talk a little bit about this. You know, I had to get on a flight from Chicago to San Antonio, and it's a regional jet, and they have some of those seats that are just the single seat on one side with just the window. I did not book this flight early enough to get the single seat. And I love those seats where there's no possibility of anyone sitting next to you. And you had sent me this article from CTA. I want to ask our listeners if they ever, whenever they travel, would you choose, and obviously when you're flying, you're assigned seats, although on Southwest you're not. So there might be people who fly who choose to sit next to somebody who already has a seat. If you take Amtrak, if you take a Greyhound, if you fly on Southwest, do you go to where the seats are empty, or do you see? And here's the logic, Craig. This is why you sometimes should choose to sit next to somebody, because you can, based on their looks, decide if someone's going to sit next to you anyway. You get to pre-choose who you're sitting next to. Does that make sense?
Oh, that does make
sense. Instead of the randomness.
Yeah, but that person's going to hate you the entire
trip.
Yeah,
that person. Yeah, they're really going to hate you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because they're going to look around and be like, you couldn't sit in one of the empty spots?
Right. You took away their hope that they would sit alone way too quickly.
Yeah. That's why when I do something bad on Amtrak. I'll tell you when we come back. But 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. You can call or text us. When you travel by any mode of transportation and you're given a choice between choosing a seat where someone is already sitting next to that empty seat or in an area where there's nobody else sitting, what do you choose? Do you choose to sit alone or do you choose to sit next to somebody? 312-981-7200. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and I'm broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase studio in San Antonio, Texas. Craig, you know what else? I'm actually staying across from a CrossFit box right across the street from my hotel. I was like, what were the chances that was going to happen?
Did you go over?
No, I went to a cardio bar. I was more in the mood. I do. The thing is that I've done CrossFit at other places, and I will go tomorrow. But I really like the Doghouse CrossFit is my that's my jam.
They're good.
They're
people.
Really good over there. They're really good people. They're so they're just great trainers. They're very exact about how to bring you along and make sure that you're doing all the things to stay safe. And I've been to other CrossFits around the country that are not quite as specific and detailed.
Well, plus I think you should take it a little bit easy because you will be doing military training in just a few weeks.
I'm going to be going to Camp Pendleton. Mark Carman and I are going to San Diego to observe and participate in a little bit of boot camp with our Marines and talk to some of the recruits, hopefully some young people from Illinois, and find out how they're doing, if it's everything they hoped it would be, and what drew them to join the military. So we're excited about that. And also, I'm training for the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb. We missed you in the stairwell yesterday, Craig.
I didn't know that was happening.
It was an impromptu thing. I think when I show up, they're like, "Oh, let's go on the stairs." You know who's been
Patty's
great?
Here. We got to take the stairs.
Yeah, we got to take the stairs. Stephanie's been doing it a lot, and I'm so proud of her. It's not easy. I mean, I have not trained nearly as hard as I did last year. It's hard to get back in there and keep going. They're like, I'll just do 15 floors this time. But we are training for the Fight for Air Climb, and we invite everyone to join WGN Radio in the fight for an end to lung disease on March 6th. It's presented by United Healthcare at Presidential Towers in Chicago's West Loop, and it is Chicago's biggest stair climb. You can climb 1, 2, 3, or all four towers, which is 180 floors, Craig. And you said you're doing all four of them?
I am.
2,340 steps, which you'll take in a mission to help save lives by improving lung health, including your own. And it's a great way to meet your own personal fitness goals. Yeah. So register to join us. And if you can't climb, you can still help with a pledge in support of the WGN Radio team. 89 cents of every dollar raised goes directly to education, research, and advocacy. So we encourage you and we invite you, and we'd love to have you join us. You can register or pledge online at fightforairclimb.org or call 312-781-1100. So we'd love to have you guys all there. But I will say this, when I'm climbing, and this goes to our DNA story about where do people sit, I do like it better in the stairwells. Like if there's a kind of a crowd of people, it'll be fun with people we know, but I do kind of hang back if it starts to gather up. I do like to have my own little flight of stairs to myself, Craig, I'll be honest.
No, yeah, so do I. I like to Rocky Balboa kind of the whole situation and just be on my own and pump my hands at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can hear other people huffing, and then I like huffing and puffing, and it gets very intense, and you hear some people praying.
Sorry about that.
No. Yeah. It's good. I think it's encouraging as well.
Uh-huh.
But so let's go around the horn. Esmeralda is I'm sorry we haven't had a chance to say hello to you tonight.
No worries.
We've been talking to all of our reps. Do you know who your rep is? I didn't ask you this earlier. I apologize. Your rep and senator? That's okay. We'll find out later. I'm trying to – there does have to be an easier way. And thank you, Patrick, who suggested that Facebook should have a way for you to type in your zip code and then find out who your legislators are.
I know who my alderman is, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
Deb
good.
Mell.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
There you go. Very good. And you take public transportation.
I do,
you?
Yes.
And what do you prefer? Because you travel, my guess is you come to work during a heavy populated time on the trains.
No, it's pretty, I've gotten very lucky and it's pretty quiet both ways on the train.
So you don't have to worry about having
when I come to work, but weekends.
Right.
Any
now,
other time.
If there are people... Do you choose a seat that has nobody next to it, or do you sit next to people?
I only sit next to people unless I really want to sit down. And usually I won't sit down. If there's nowhere to sit by myself, I won't sit down.
Okay.
I'll just stand.
You'd rather stand than have to sit next to somebody.
Right. But if I'm super... Because you kind of get smooshed a little sometimes.
Yes.
And especially with the whole spreading, people are awful. Yeah. Because, it's not even manspreading anymore. It's like everybody just spreads. Everyone's just spreading around.
Everyone's just slouching in their seats and stretching out.
Yeah, and I don't need to be. Especially, if you can't sit on the whole seat either. You can't comfortably. You have to sit, on the edge of it, and you're just teeter-tottering. Right. I'll stand.
Well, because then you also have, there's that thigh heat. Does that sound wrong? But, having to touch somebody else's, it does.
It's yeah, I don't want to touch people either.
Yeah.
I just don't want to touch anything. I just, if I could be in my own little bubble, I would be so happy.
Oh, wouldn't it be cool? Oh, ooh, there's an invention, Esmeralda, like personal tent, a personal space tent.
Yeah, but then you're like the weirdo in the bubble.
No,
well,
true.
I'm thinking about that. If everybody had a bubble, then it would be like the ball pit at some sort of, you know, Chuck E. Cheese.
Actually, that would be fun.
That would be very
fun. Oh, and then you could just, you would bounce to get people off the train. You just bounce them out.
Or you just all get stuck. No one could get off the train anymore.
Ooh. Well,
you'll then get they wedged would, in the door.
Yeah, right. They would just employ people like in Tokyo and Japan, how they just shove everyone in. They would have like a stick or something to pop you out.
And then we all just spill out.
Yes.
It sounds intense. No, I don't like touching people either, though, Patty. And a lot of times you get stuck like elbow to elbow with someone when you sit down in those sideways seats. And then I don't know how to comfortably maintain contact with another human that I don't know.
Exactly.
There's no way to do that.
If I'm super tired, then I will sit down. But no.
Right. Ugh. But no. See, that was my trouble today flying from Chicago. I was wedged against the window. I changed from an aisle seat, and everyone's going to yell. I changed from an aisle seat in the to a window seat so that I can.
Hey, you know what, Patty? Let's take a break a little bit early here. We're having some technical difficulties, and let's try to figure it out. Okay. We don't have a break, I guess, so. Never mind.
Oh, wait, so you went from aisle to window?
Yeah, say it again. Say what you said a second ago.
I went from the emergency aisle, the emergency row aisle seat, you know, which is a lot of leg room. But the thing about the emergency seat, I went to a window seat because I wanted to put my pillow up against the window to kind of like lean into it rather than being on the aisle and possibly slump against the person next to me. And I ended up getting wedged in by a person who took up both their seat and my seat. And it was so uncomfortable. I was really, really miserable. I was like, "This, hey, whoever's sitting in my seat that I gave you, can I have it back?" It was a bad move.
You also kind of have to not defend yourself, but kind of like shove the people. Because I do that too if I really want to sit and people are just kind of spreading. I will plop myself down with force to kind of like make them adjust themselves and give me my space.
Yeah, there was no there. There was nothing to be done about the amount of space available to me, and I felt bad because but I was also trapped. I was starting to feel a little bit claustrophobic up against the window. The only reason I switched from the aisle emergency row to, well, besides wanting to put my pillow against the window, was they don't always recline. Even though I know it's only like 2 inches or an inch or half an inch, it's amazing the difference it makes once you level off. A little bit of, I know, it's so stupid.
See, I love the window, though. I always get the window, never the aisle. Because you can't sleep properly.
Here, we manufacture a break, Patty. Let's take one and try to fix some of our technical issues. All right, thank you.
All right, sounds good. More after this on Pretty Late Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studios South in San Antonio, Texas. And, you know, the one thing that no matter where I go, I tell people I'm from Chicago, and they're like, oh, you guys are really corrupt. There's a lot of violence. It's the usual. But I'm kind of fascinated by this piece of information that Craig passed along to me. I did not know that DNA Info covered this. I don't know if people are aware that the city is proposing, several aldermen are proposing to repeal a tax on a certain item. And you don't ever expect that from any of our politicians to repeal a tax. Craig, now having read this piece, were you surprised to find that tampons are taxed at such a high rate?
Yeah, I didn't notice. I've bought them before, and I didn't even realize how much they tax.
Because it's not the kind of thing that you go, hey, what are the? Because you just never look at the itemized tax part. And if you look at the list of things, Esmeralda, have you ever looked at how much we're taxed on our feminine products?
Not at all. No.
No.
Are they trying to make us stop using them? Usually, when they tax things, they want you to stop using it.
But that's the thing. They know that we have to, so they added on a tax because we're going to buy it anyway. Is really, I think, what happened originally. This is what tampons and pads are currently taxed at. The Chicago tax of 10.25%, which includes a 6.25 state tax, a 1.75% county tax, a 1.25% city tax, and a 1% regional transportation authority tax. And they're going to remove them from the taxation in Chicago by categorizing them as, wait for this, medical devices. which I guess that makes sense, right?
Yeah, because it is a medical issue. Right. Now I'm trying to define what medical is.
I know.
No idea.
Why object to this, though? Lower the taxes, that's a good thing.
No,
categorize
fine.
It whatever you want.
But it's a weird... It's a weird medical... Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize this is a debate that's happening nationally. And in Utah, only men will debate the tampon tax, by the way.
Oh, of course. It's very important to them.
No, I feel like my voice isn't represented enough in this conversation. So I'm glad that a lot of men are out there talking about this.
They have a committee of men who will decide whether... And I just wish I could... What a fun conversation. I mean, I don't know if it's any better to have women in on the conversation. But I mean, behind closed doors, what are they really talking about? Who wants to talk about this? Which one's a tampon and which one's a pad?
I would love to know how they speak about them.
Yes. You know, we should be able to have the transcripts from those meetings.
Yes.
As what they
I wonder if anyone
say.
Actually says the word or if they all stop and then say something else.
They say, women's... monthlies.
All right, guys, we're all here to talk about the women's products we need to discuss.
Sanitary napkins.
Yes, for their lady parts.
This stuff. We're here to talk about the stuff, guys.
You know what? Well, I went to your side, Patty, and I bought one of them things. What are they called?
And what did you think?
One of them cup things?
A menstrual cup.
Divvy
yes.
cup.
A divvy cup?
A diva.
Did you call it
a divvy cup? Diva
right,
cup.
That's the bike, isn't it? Diva. Yeah, it's not a divvy.
It's not a shared cup. No,
although,
really,
that cup would work really well on a divvy bike, so maybe they should brand them
I
together.
I mean, yeah?
Yeah.
But so
anyway.
Divvy cup. Anyway, Diva cup.
The Diva cup,
yeah.
Yes.
Which... No, I like it. You know why? Because, one, I'm not buying tampons anymore.
Right.
Forget their taxes. And also, just, it's nice to have it. I always have it on me. I can always just carry it around. In a little bag.
I have spares now, just in case if I feel like I can't, which I don't know why, but I have, I just always have one in my, I put them in different bags.
Yeah, I just so keep it in my purse, so then whenever it happens, it happens. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to worry, because I usually would worry. I'd be like, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, it started and I don't have anything, and then you have to run to the nearest
store.
Pharmacy, and now I don't have to. It's such a load off your mind.
It really. Oh, I'm so glad that you partook in that experience.
Yeah, because I was like, you know what? I'm tired of it.
Yes,
I'm
that's exactly
of buying
why
tampons.
I did. Well, I also saw a story about a woman who had toxic shock syndrome, which you hadn't heard that many stories in the last few years. There is no research. There have been no cases linked to the Diva cup. I mean, but you still have to be careful and change it regularly and wash it. But, you know, there was a woman who lost her leg, and there was another woman who, you know, got very ill. And I was like, that was kind of what pushed me toward deciding on the Diva cup, too. It's just, and also the lack of less waste.
But, yeah, that too. My garbage can is much less every
right.
month.
Right, and when I'm in public, I just I don't have to. I don't have to worry about that. Plus, and then they're called flushable, but that never seemed like that. Where does that go? Some of them.
Well,
right?
I never. I don't
you
flush the whole thing because
I
would
know
worry.
That I did, but sometimes I don't. Like, I was the first time I realized that you shouldn't. I did not know about, and I'm so sorry to folks who live outside of Chicago. I had never been in a septic tank situation. I was visiting friends in Montana, and I don't know how everybody knew it was me, but I guess the girls we were traveling with knew it was me, told me that you're not supposed to flush a tampon in a house that runs off of a septic tank. I flooded their septic tank.
Oh, gross.
With my tampon.
Yeah, oh, no.
Yeah.
See, so many embarrassments are now avoided due to the Divvy cup.
The Diva cup. But yeah, by the way, President Barack Obama has actually joined the conversation with a YouTube blogger last month that he had no idea why feminine hygiene products were taxed. And since Republican politicians often make the push to cut taxes, that makes sense. So this should be a win-win for everybody, right? It's a women's issue that we shouldn't be paying more. It's a Republicans issue because it's repealing a tax that's unnecessary. This seems like who would be against repealing this tax? Anybody?
No one.
No?
Hopefully.
No one. Complete silence from everybody. Craig, are you still there? Are we still having trouble with
no,
technical
no,
stuff?
No, we're fine. I was answering some phone calls. First, we had Steve call in saying that back in the 50s, his dad would call them corks, as in wine corks.
Oh, boy.
He couldn't use any other name.
Yes.
So he would. He didn't want to go on air
plug that up.
That. Yep. And then Brian said the NHL is missing out on an advertising campaign where they talk about the periods in the game and then connect it to maybe Cortex or something like that.
Cortex.
Yeah, he said Cortex. Whatever you guys, I don't know, Divvy Cup.
Tampoons, harpoons.
Then we got Barbara. We got Barbara on the line who actually wants to offer her voice in this conversation.
Yes, please. Barbara,
hey.
How are you doing?
I'm curious now that these things are now going to be taxed as medical supplies or devices. Do we now get to deduct them from our income tax when we have to purchase them?
Oh, I like the sound of it. Can we use our FlexSpend account on this, too?
I would think so. But I wouldn't do it until I talked to somebody who knew for sure. But the thing is, they're changing the whole category into a medical thing. I mean, it was never anything before. It was like buying toilet paper.
Exactly. Right. I always thought it was weird that the feminine hygiene products were next to the Depends. Right? So, I mean, if you put them as a medical product, I guess they stay there, don't they?
Well, I would think so. And Depends definitely are, because I know my husband, when he was ill and before he passed away, he used to use those.
Right.
But no, I would have loved to have deducted them, for crying out loud. It would have been a big help.
Yeah, they're expensive. I like that. Use my flex spend. Use them as a deduction. Absolutely. Yeah, seems like that would be the problem with. Yeah, they're gonna have.
With one of your friendly Springfield ladies down there, and find out what they're going to do when the women start deducting these on their income tax as medical deductions.
Right.
I think it'd be a good question.
I think so, too, because they should be considered necessities like medicine. But it could also be considered a necessity like, I don't know about like food. See, it's not a luxury. This is very confusing. I can see where they're going to have it.
This is not a luxury.
No.
Pain in the neck.
It is really not a luxury, but that's how it's taxed, Barbara. It really is. It's taxed the same rate as a luxury item, which, yeah, no, it should not.
But it's not going to be that way anymore, is it?
It seems like there's a move in that direction, at least in parts of the country. So hopefully we can get rid of the luxury part of that tax, the excessive amount that doesn't need
to be. We're going to have to get Tony Preckwinkle on our side.
Yeah, but see, now here's where the concern is, I think, with other people, is that if that puts a dent in the budget at all, you know, the revenue, will they raise the tax somewhere else to make up for it? Since they know we're going to buy it anyway, this is where they've gotten away with it for so long. They know we'll buy it, right?
Well, what choices do we have?
Exactly. Except Esmeralda and I have chosen to go with the Diva Cup. That's where we've gone.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a silicone. It's hard to explain because if you'd asked me a year ago what this was, it would be hard for me to even imagine how this would work. It, you know what? It's kind of like a diaphragm keeps sperm from getting in. This is a smaller silicone cup that prevents leakage from any fluid.
Good Lord! You pull it out.
Yeah,
but it's soft, so you can kind of. Pinch it.
You have to be
guys.
Yes, you have to be comfortable with your body. Yes,
guys. Real quick, if you want to know what it is, I've got it. It's a reusable bell-shaped menstrual cup that is worn internally and sits low in the vaginal canal.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, Craig.
See. You're all welcome. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I think it sounds like a medical supply to me.
There you go. It does. It's made out of silicone. You're absolutely right.
I'm going to start keeping track and use it as a deduction for this year's taxes.
Perfect. Thank you, Barbara. Let us know how that turns out. We'll all keep track, too. Bye-bye. More after this on Pretty Little Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. Check your cup. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studios South. I'm in San Antonio, Texas for the week, performing at the River Center Improv. So if you have any family and friends down in Texas, tell them to come out and see me. Actually, if you email me, I could actually probably get them some comps. So if anybody has any family down here, or if you're listening in Texas, come see me at the River Center Improv. And also, by the way, Craig, oh my God, Craig, there's a sandwich place. I know you like Jersey Mike's, Jersey Joe's. What's it called?
Jersey Mike's. I not only like it, I sort of love it.
Okay, but there's a place. This is different. I mean, this is not like, it's, okay. I'm not to compete with that, but there's a, sure. a sandwich place called Witch Witch. So it's W-I-C-H-W-I-C-H. So like, it's a Superior Sandwiches. And they have like these, I don't know how to explain it. I'll have to take pictures.
Hey, there is one here.
Is there really?
Yeah, it's in that block 37.
Oh.
It's down in where the red light and the blue line are.
Oh, yeah.
So you pick the kind of meat that you want, or whatever your filling that you want in the sandwich, right? So then you have like different stations where you choose your bag that your sandwich is going to be in. And you pick what size you want, if you want extras, if you want double meat, if you want bacon or sliced egg. And so you mark everything down, and then they make you a magical sandwich. And it was so good.
How much vinegar and oil are on it?
I didn't ask for oil. You can ask for as much as you want. Okay. I mean, but I didn't.
Because
that is
the secret. That is the secret trick to a Jersey Mike's. It's got to be soaked in both of those things.
You can do that because you can ask for that.
Okay.
Here's what I got. I got a 7-inch Hot Witch, but I got a black bean patty, which is I know something you would get meat, but I got a black bean and I got it with mushrooms and avocado and banana peppers, cucumber. Oh, so good. But I only got Dijon mustard and some light mayo. And garlic and oregano is my. All right, then. It was so good, though. But that's like you can go on the list and you can check off all the stuff you want by hand. So you're not like standing in front of a board or over the the glass at Subway, which I like Subway too. But there's something about having the control over just kind of checking off everything. Oh, I like this. I like that. And then you're like, well, how are they going to get that all on there? And they do.
From the TT4, there's a Witch in South Barrington.
And do they like it?
Yeah, they love it.
Or are they just pointing out? Oh my God, I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm in love. Yeah, apparently there are 500 witches in the country.
Witch.
The one in San Antonio at the River Center, I believe, is the only one in the country which also serves margaritas, their own special strawberry margarita, and your traditional lime margarita, and also beer. I did not partake because I had to go to work and do this.
From the 312, why do they call it a diva cup? Do you have to be someone like Mariah Carey to wear one?
Well, they're called different. I call them a menstrual cup, but one of the brands, and there are different brands for them. I'm more than happy to look up some of the names for you if you'd like.
Well, I'd say no because I wouldn't consider myself a diva.
Diva took on a negative. It used to be kind of like this, flamboyant and doing things the way you want, and then it became bitch. So there are different names. One brand is the Diva Cup. There's the Lena menstrual cup. The Blossom menstrual cup.
I've heard rumors about Divi Bicycle getting in on this, so
I think that
they might be part of it.
Mm-hmm. So I can go on with the High Sound Reusable. That's what I don't know why you would call it the High Sound.
Yeah.
You like that?
High Sound Reusable.
Yes, that sounds a little
name. Yeah, it's a lot.
It sounds like a speaker.
It does. I do like the people that post their pictures on Amazon. See, and I've spared everybody by not doing this as part of what's in the box. But hey, wait. By the way, speaking of what's in the box, there is a Ferris wheel in Las Vegas that are like those kind of the almost what do you call them? Like gondola type, sort of a sealed type.
Warning. We are entering adult topics here.
What's so bad about a
No. Let Patty continue. Go ahead, Patty.
Yes. A Houston man and a New York woman are facing felony charges after authorities say they were recorded having sex in public during a 30-minute ride in a glass-enclosed cabin on the Ferris wheel, which is 550 feet above the Las Vegas Strip.
Ooh. There it is, Esmeralda. That's it.
There it is. Yeah, they were surveillance cameras caught them in the act, and security had warned the couple to stop. I mean, and people in another car, because as you go around, right, you see them like at what point do you call the?
I'm surprised they got a strike too. That security saw them starting to engage in something like that, and they were like, "Hey, could you just stop?"
Yeah, why wouldn't you just stop the ride and get them out?
I couldn't imagine doing anything other than sitting very quietly and still on one of those things because they move back and forth.
Yeah, you got to rock it. You got to
rock it.
It
freaked me out. I don't. Oh, I couldn't do anything in there. Yeah, they were rocking it.
I guess security was like, if it's a rockin', don't come a knockin'. I don't know why they didn't try and stop them.
I love the idea that someone said to, told them to stop, and they were like, we just can't listen to that advice. So you're going to have to stop this ride.
Yeah, and they didn't. It went on for a half an hour. I guess they didn't know. Well, once we, you can stop them and were they worried about prying them apart?
I don't know. That's
you also can't move the thing, right? You have to do it in a certain way to even out, like as you stop it, right?
I don't know if these move very much the same way, like on a regular Ferris wheel, where you're in like that cart almost that sort of rocks back and forth.
Yeah, but doesn't it take a long time to get off of one?
It took them both 30 minutes, so that's...
And there we go. No, but
that's incredible,
actually. They have to balance it and the weight and all of that.
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing anymore? No?
We will have to ask our good friend at Navy Pier if they've ever had this situation arise at the big... Because they have a new Ferris wheel going in, and they will also have gondolas, like big glass cabins. And they'll have music in each one. Maybe the music got... Maybe there's music in these... And the couple was turned on. Let's see if I can. If you go to WGNTV.com, you can see some of the. I don't know if I should be directing people to it. I guess if you do look at it though, Craig, am I wrong in saying that it would be kind of cool? But I mean, like, because it isn't. It's sort of a private cabin, and
well,
I guess you feel like you're.
And to Esmeralda's point there, if you can't really speed it up, so once you get out of the like start position, you have 30 minutes to just kind of. You know, no rules for the next 30 minutes. That's, it might be an interesting thing to try.
This is not your typical carnival ride. This is one of those big, you know, the slow moving. It's a capsule. It looks like a
You have
capsule.
To be able to speed that up. It doesn't make sense that you just have to wait 30 minutes for someone to come back down.
You just throw it in reverse. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
But they could fly off. No, is that not a thing?
Esmeralda, it's not moving that fast.
I have a lot of fears with Ferris wheels.
This looks pretty clamped in. It looks like it does look very sci-fi. Very
and like we all said, it's moving like a mile an hour. That you can't fly off at a mile an hour.
Mm. Yeah, but if they need to speed it up,
yeah, just turn
you
it
go
in
mile and a half an hour.
Have you ever been caught in public?
Oh God!
I mean, like not by the officials, but I mean, not like you know the authorities. But I mean, just in general.
Because of the way you asked the question, Patty, both Esmeralda and I cannot answer it. You have to go first. Have you ever been caught in public yet?
I've had people be able to tell me the next day that they heard us on the hood of the car in the garage, and they listened, and they did not let us know that they could hear us.
You want to take a break? We need a break. I think we need to.
We need a break more after this on 720 WGN. Apparently, I'm the only one who'll play. I never. I don't have anything to drink more after this. 720 WG. Thank you for staying up with us pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from the Allstate Showcase Studio South. I'm in San Antonio. And by the way, if you want to catch up with any of the shows that we've been broadcasting, last night was a lot of fun. If you missed Michelle L'Amour and Jet Adore, they have a burlesque performance coming up this weekend at Carnival, Les Nuits. And it's a brand new show that she's put together and very proud of. And that was a fun broadcast from last night. And go to WGNradio.com for all of our previous shows. And I'm Craig, I'm going to get better at putting them on my website too, so they link to Facebook. So we'll have different places to have access to those. I was surprised. I got an email today. Craig, I'm up to 6 email accounts. So if people have trouble reaching me, it's time for me to consolidate, right?
I think it's time for an intervention.
Right? Do I just close one down and just send out an email to everybody and go, I no longer am reachable at this email?
Well, can't you just forward them to the one you want to pick?
Oh. That sounds like a whole different like technology.
That sounds like a whole different thing.
I have 3 Yahoo accounts, 1 Gmail account. Believe it or not, 3 WGN accounts because when I started, they gave me a P. Vasquez at WGN Radio and something happened. So they gave me a P-A-T-T-I-E Vasquez at WGN Radio.
Yeah, that's not you.
That's not me. And so they gave me finally PA Vasquez at WGNradio.com, which is the one that I generally check. But there are emails going to the other 3 as well.
Do you have an AOL account?
I think I might even have an AOL account somewhere.
Boy.
Yeah, I think it's out there somewhere. And then I have a Puka Productions email account. So if I haven't responded, it's because I can't get to all the emails. I apologize. So we're working on consolidating all of them. And you can go to my website, pattyvasquez.com, for updates and things like that. And but Craig, I was talking about this new sandwich place that I'm in love with, Witch. I can see how McDonald's, of course McDonald's is starting to slide a little bit, and they're trying to find different ways to get people, you know, they have all day breakfast now. But I don't understand Burger King saying, you know what we should really do? We should really have hot dogs.
Yeah, you know what we're missing, guys? We got the hamburger thing. We got that down. Let's get this hot dog thing going.
And their whole thing was that, why didn't we think of this sooner? Because you're called Burger King. I mean, like, we accepted the chicken sandwiches and you did an okay job with those. But I don't know. It's going to take a lot of convincing for me, because hot dogs have to be done right. And we all, especially in Chicago, you're not going to do well. And if you put ketchup on that as an option,
They're out automatically. Well, I mean, McDonald's has the new mozzarella sticks. Have you tried those?
I heard someone suing them because there's not enough cheese in them.
Yeah. Well, they're also
terrible.
There's
no cheese in them.
Right. Yeah, they're pretty much cheeseless.
Their essence of cheese?
Not even. Like the lady, I've seen the pictures where they're just like, they're just square, empty
just
squares. Yeah, just bread.
Yep.
I don't think they meant to do that, but.
My husband asked me this question the other day. I think it's, I want to say White Castle has a waffle chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I've had it. It's so good.
He asked me, would you eat that? And I was like, what kind of question is that? Of course I would eat that.
It's delicious.
Waffle? Yes, waffle. Good. Fried chicken? Yum. Do you put syrup on that, Esmeralda?
No, it's already sweet.
That sounds so
good. And it looks like a waffle. Like the waffles look like waffles.
Did you guys ever try the KFC Double Down?
No.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Is that the same concept as a waffle chicken sandwich, or no? It's, you know, it's gluttony a little bit.
No,
right?
I like the idea of a Double Down, but I don't like KFC, so.
Oh, got it.
I did the double down. That would be good. I did the double down with the grilled option, and it was very slimy.
Yeah, it's a little bit slick, but
it's a lot of protein.
Mm-hmm.
They were going after the people who were, you know, cutting back on their carbs. Yeah, but Burger King is going to be the biggest restaurant seller of hot dogs in the country, because they have partnered with Oscar Mayer to have their own proprietary all-beef hot dog.
Okay, so is Oscar Mayer a sponsor?
They are not, so you can go ahead and say what you're going to say, which is they're not really good hot dogs.
No, gross.
Yeah, Oscar Mayer is definitely not the premium option.
Icky.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Okay. I'm just trying to think. I don't see Oscar Mayer and have an opinion either way.
The best brand is Nathan's. That's the best brand of hot dog.
No, nope, I'm sorry, Vienna Beef.
Vienna
Beef is very, very good, yes.
I like all these hot dogs. The Scott Peterson
ones are good, too.
Yeah.
I think those are Polish sausage, though.
Isn't he the guy that got rid of his wife?
No.
What are you talking about?
It's another one.
Oh, that's a shame.
That name is very common, Patty.
I know. That is really unfortunate. It's a fine name. I just, you know, I hear it. I go, ooh, that guy. I don't understand why they're going for the hot dog, but... they said it was the biggest market test they ever did. They tested them in 5 markets, and he said there's an appetite for high quality hot dogs at a lower price point. Yeah, I'd rather get. You know what's funny? I actually like. I do like the ones at Home Depot. Are those at Oscar Mayer?
I like the Home Depot ones too. I don't know what they are, but they're not. Oscar Mayer. I think they are.
Is it because we're at a Home Depot and it just feels weird to be eating a hot dog while you're shopping for water, like for faucets?
You know, I was going to Home Depot, and before I had lunch before I got there, and I forgot that they sold hot dogs. I was real tempted to buy a hot dog.
Okay, I'm curious. I've never heard this. Have either of you now gone to Home Depot just for the hot dogs?
No.
Okay.
I want to say that my husband and I have gone to the one in Niles just for the hot dog. Like once in our relationship, I think we've been like, or maybe we ended up not buying anything, but felt good that at least we walked out with a hot dog.
That's hilarious. Man, I'm so hungry. What do you want? I don't know. We could swing by Home Depot and grab a hot dog.
Yeah. There has to be somebody that's done that.
It's like Sam's Club. Do Costco's have it too? I know Sam's Club have, they sell hot dogs and pretzels and stuff.
Oh, Costco, they sell churros and they sell the huge hot dog and pizza slices.
Yeah. They have, oh, this kind of makes, like that.
This makes sense, by the way, from the 847. They are Chicago Red Hots at the Home Depots here in Chicago.
Oh, yes, that makes sense.
See, that's those true. I like too.
Yeah, those are very good hot
those
dogs.
Those are good. Yeah. But, okay, 312-981-7200. What are your thoughts on Oscar Mayer? Apparently, so far on the show, I have no opinion, but definitely a negative reaction from.
I mean, they're edible. They're just not really the best ones out there.
You know what it is? Really, you only like them when you're a kid because you kind of don't know what's good.
And because of the Wienermobile.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you grow up and you realize, oh no, there's hot dogs that taste better.
Are you sure it's not because you're like, my wiener has a first name and that's just weird?
Uh-huh.
No, my wiener has a first name. It's Vienna.
Oh.
And that's it. It's
one just well, and beef is his last
name. Vienna beef. It doesn't get any easier than that. Yeah, I don't think Burger King and needs Scott to go Peterson. Messing with...
Wow.
See? And Nathan's apparently for Craig. Is it just called Nathan's?
Yeah, Nathan's Hot Dogs. They're out of New York.
Yeah, I'm not particular. I don't know what Superdogs carries. I like their hot dogs. That's my.
I think
that's
they
my...
might make their own.
Ooh. They make their own. Adam, the engineer, claims as well.
Oh,
which are delicious.
I'm now Googling best hot dogs and see what other people have to say. I never even thought of this as the. Oh, this is just a list of best hot dogs. Oh, I can go to places in San Antonio. I'm going to Original San Antonio Hot Dog House, and Fat Boys apparently is very good for burgers and dogs. Hold on a second. Let me go shopping for. Here's a list. Good Housekeeping. I'm sure they have a good list of what the best hot dogs are. By the way, they have Boar's Head beef frankfurters, but they do have Oscar Mayer Select premium beef franks as one of their good ones. They say it's smoky, meaty, and flavorful.
Why don't they just make those the regular ones?
Oh, so
why they gotta be premium?
The premium ballpark beef franks. You guys don't like those?
Ballpark are fine. Michael Jordan did a lot of ads for them, so they're okay.
Hebrew National is on here. Nathan's, here's yours, Craig, is on here.
Yeah, I know, they're amazing.
Oh, you did not get a good review. Mushy
what?
With balanced flavor.
Mushy
with balanced
that's
flavor.
That's how you prepare them, sir or ma'am.
Oh, because they boil. Oh, do you guys boil them?
No, that's wrong.
No.
I pan fry them.
Yeah, you can steam them.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We got Sherry on the line. She wants to make a comment about Burger King hot dogs.
Absolutely. Hey, Sherry.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Interesting topic. I thought I was having a nightmare when I heard Burger King and hot dogs. I think Oscar Mayer is a bad idea because their hot dogs are small. They're good, but they're small. I think it's what they're trying to do market-wise is some kind of subliminal message to get you to buy two of them. Because you will find out that one of them is not going to fill you up. And it's according to the bun also. Is it a regular bun or, you know, maybe a little fancy-dancy waffle bun? But I'll try anything once. I'll try it, but I think it's a horrible idea.
I agree. But you'll try it. I like that. I like your attitude, though. You'll give it a shot and then make up your mind.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Thanks, guys.
We'll all touch back. Well, you know, we'll all try. Should we all try the hot dogs at Burger King, Craig?
I mean,
let's all do it.
I think, I definitely want to try the waffle chicken sandwich. Man,
so
I am so hungry. And there's nothing open now. I'm in Texas. I think they all go to bed at midnight. More after this on 720 WGN.
This is the end of the show. We gotta go. The end of the show. Go slow.
You are listening pretty late, and we've come up to the end of our show. We've got Craig was telling me that there are some people that wanted to join the conversation about Burger King introducing hot dogs to their menu.
Yeah, or just hot dog
using Oscar
chat
Mayer.
In general. Yeah,
yeah, always a good conversation.
From the 815, so Home Depot has hot dogs? ?
They
want to get in on that.
In Chicago, they do. I don't know about anywhere
good
else.
Good Home Depots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From the 847, as a kid, I ate Oscar Mayer's cold.
So
oh,
yeah,
me too.
Oh. So that I would take the quote unquote skin off,
and then eat it. Sounds terrible.
It was weird.
I loved cutting up a hot dog and putting it in my beans, like pork and beans.
Oh, I like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
I also use it as fake breakfast sausage. So I cut it lengthwise and then I fry it. It's so good.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Open it up. From the 773, veal wieners from the Polish delis are great.
What?
That's probably super good.
That does sound pretty great.
Sounds very good.
OMG, only good grilled, otherwise yuck for hot dogs.
I agree. I like grilled best. Mm-hmm. I like them grilled on a bed of onions.
Maxwell style?
They do that, and they do it at Wrigley, too.
Nice.
By the way, do we have any other hot dog conversations?
We do, from the 847. Yes. If you go to the right Vienna Beef outlet, you can buy their hot dogs by cooking type, boiling in water, on the grill, etc.
Right, because it depends on the casing, right? Yeah. What's better for each type of cooking. Mm-hmm.
From the 312, can you guys please sing the Oscar Mayer theme song? Anybody?
I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Yay!
Except me and Craig.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because we're not fans. 815 says, it's okay that McDonald's sells burritos, but Burger King is now trying to sell hot dogs. No to that.
Well, McDonald's sells it as a whole different franchise, right? As Chipotle? Right.
They were an early investor in Chipotle, but McDonald's has no connection to Chipotle.
Does he mean
burrito?
Yeah, I think they have breakfast burrito stuff at McDonald's.
Oh, and the wraps, those chicken wraps, I guess, could be considered?
Mm-hmm.
Burrito-esque?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not like true burritos.
No. From the 630, you guys are crazy. Oscar Mayer is the best.
Ugh.
So I just didn't have
630, just open your horizons on hot dogs.
We need to send them a care package of many different types of hot dogs.
Yeah. That is not correct, sir.
Yeah, but then they have to be cooked differently. I think that it depends on the preparation, too.
From the 262, have you guys ever been to Usinger in Milwaukee?
Yes.
No, that's field good. Trip.
All right.
Field trip.
Can we do an all-state hometown from there?
Hometown from a hot dog place. That sounds amazing.
I like that. By the way, I don't know if you caught President Obama dissing on the horseshoes in Springfield. He said he didn't miss the horseshoes. I was like, oh, no, he did not just do that. Mm-hmm. I like those.
Also, one last one from the 847. Why do you guys like redneck calamari so much?
Redneck calamari?
I think that's what they're calling hot dogs. I think that's their nickname for a hot dog.
Wait, how would that be calamari?
How can that be redneck?
I don't know.
Hey, Craig, hot dogs and whatnot?
Yeah, I love hot dogs and whatnot. It's my... there's a photo that just came in from the same texter, and they look like little octopus hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's when you cut them like little octopuses.
Yeah.
That's cute, though. But people aren't doing that all the time.
Yeah, we eat them normally, too, 847.
That's just for funsies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. I like turkey dogs, too, by the way. I like those.
Do you like turkey bacon?
I don't.
Okay.
I mean, I eat it, and I actually have to choose it over pork most of the time. I love bacon. Especially when it's thick cut and it's got like a maple or smoky. Ooh, there's one in Springfield at Alexander's. It's a jalapeno bacon.
The reason we don't like turkey bacon as people, though, is because bacon is so much better, right? Turkey bacon's okay, but the fact that bacon is out there just makes turkey bacon terrible.
Right.
I wish you could call it something else.
I would just rather have some ham steak.
Yes.
I'll take that over the turkey bacon.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What would you call it? Turkey strips? It's not quite jerky. Yeah, I don't know what you'd call them. But they're in the essence of bacon. That's why I have
you should call them that. Turkey essence of bacon.
By the way, Craig, you sent me a piece that the Rainbow Cone is opening on March 3rd, which means that spring can only be around the corner. There are pictures of Wrigley. Also, hopefully they'll finish their construction. They're doing a lot of work on Wrigley. What means springtime to you? For me, it really is – it's got to be like 4 days in a row over 55 degrees. That's when I start sliding into thinking it's comfortable enough to relax. But usually it's not till April in Chicago. You'll still get snow in April.
Yep, and that's heartbreaking. When you get like 4 or 5 days where you don't have to wear a coat anymore and then there's snow on the ground.
And then it's snow. And that's what I love about Chicago is that it'll be, you know, like 50 degrees and people will wear shorts and a scarf and mittens. Because they're just ready for it. Let's do this thing.
Another story we didn't get to is the Van Gogh Airbnb bedroom.
Oh, what a great idea.
I mean, that's a little intense, though, isn't it?
Well, it filled up, like, within minutes. Somebody's renting out an apartment, and they're basically, as though they are Van Gogh, offering up their apartment so they can pay for paint. And so the apartment is the paint. But it's all done with artwork that is in his style, correct?
Right.
Yeah, and then you also get tickets to the Van Gogh exhibit at the Art Institute.
Have you seen the picture?
What a great idea. How does it look?
I'm curious. Are those chairs real?
Oh, no, it all just looks like a painting. So that can't be an actual photo.
Well, because I get like that the bed looks like it and all that, but
no. But look at the window. I mean, that's obviously
no. Those are real chairs. No, this is. I think it's all the furniture's all real. It just looks like you're walking into a Van Gogh painting. This is beautiful.
I know, but the chairs don't look real.
This can't be real. This is all. Look at the window,
it's
guys.
It's called painting.
No,
well,
I think the window...
that window's not real. I'm sure there's one. There has to be. But isn't it illegal to not have a window?
I feel like it has to be.
I think it is.
Well, the bottom picture's not real, but the top, are you in Huffington Post? The top one.
I'm on the Airbnb, the listing.
Okay. No, I'm looking at the Tribune also had an article. No, it's, okay. I think that's not a real window because, well, how can there always be perpetual daylight?
Yep. But good talk there.
I think there's a window. You just, they didn't take a picture of it.
I would now not stay here. You guys would both stay here?
It looks a little, I mean, I would want to look at it and then leave.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to stay.
Yeah, I would duck my head.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I'd look at it, go, "Oh, that's neat," and then leave. I'm good. That bed doesn't look that comfortable.
Patty, you Airbnb a lot. Is there anyone that you've regretted after you got it and like stepped in? Did you ever say, "Oh, this isn't what you told me it's going to be"?
I've liked all the places I've stayed at. The one that I was a little disappointed by was the owner. It was in a really fancy neighborhood of Los Angeles, and we pulled up, and I was going to start taking my bags out. They were like, "Oh, no, you have to back your car all the way up to the gate, and because we can't let the neighbors hate when they see the board, like anybody from Airbnb rolling their bag down the street." And there were a bunch of different rules, and I was like, "This is not enjoyable. It was not relaxing
cool, guys.
At all."
Yeah.
No, it was very, and and I was surprised that nobody else that had stayed there had reviewed that part of it. That the neighbors looked down on the Airbnb guests. I did not enjoy that part of it, but no, for the most part, I have enjoyed my Airbnb. I would most gladly stay at this Van Gogh room. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.